Thanks for tuning in to another segment of the Plum Club podcast series. The Plum Club is an association of important industry suppliers whose mission is to educate, innovate, and connect. Our popular new monthly podcast series taps experts in our industry who discuss various business topics and consumer trends in order to provide jewelry retailers with practical information and immediately actionable steps you can take to positively impact your business. This podcast segment, Diamond Recycling, Your Guide to Repurposing Loose Diamonds, is designed to share ideas for dealing with your loose diamond inventories. Maybe think of it as a best practice in asset management. Many retailers have accumulated miscellaneous loose diamonds from gold buys, melts and takeouts, repairs and diamond parcel leftovers, etc. Often these goods aren't sorted or even counted as inventory on balance sheets, overlooking potentially valuable assets. If you're like many retailers, you may be constrained by the time or know-how required to sort and recycle your loose diamonds by remounting them into productive new inventories. I've been through this in my own business, and we usually see the only alternative to recycling loose diamonds into new merchandise is to sell them as wholesale parcels, which never realizes much value. Essentially, your miscellaneous loose diamonds may really just be sort of invisible assets that sit idle when they could become productive. My name is Jonathan Goodman Cohen. My company is IB Goodman, an American prime source manufacturing company with over 80 years experience in product development, modeling, large production runs, and special orders. We work closely with all channels in the jewelry industry, and I've noticed in my over 30 years in the business, the one issue everyone in the diamond business has in common, especially retailers, relates to dealing with their miscellaneous loose diamonds. So, in this podcast, I'll be discussing how to recycle your loose diamonds into new, profitable, and fast-selling merchandise. A straightforward process that can yield a predictable return on investment. It works, and we've been doing it with many businesses for decades. I'll also share a few frequently asked questions about the process that seem to come up all the time. Now, just a note about inventory management. I've learned that persistent data-driven inventory management is essential to keeping your business healthy. Every industry consultant I know explains that your gross margin return on investment, your GMROI, depends on maintaining productive inventories that are profitable in turn. All of us, retailers and suppliers, are educated on ways to address slow selling or dead inventories through markdowns and clearance sales, stock balancing, etc. What I've learned, you could say the hard way, is that if after exhausting all of these options for moving old inventory, you still have some diamond jewelry inventories left over, then your next best and most productive option for creating value and redeploying your working capital may be to scrap and recycle your golden gems into productive new merchandise. Recycling loose diamonds into new merchandise will stop the madness of continuing to handle old inventories over and over again and ultimately add value to your business. The process does require some effort, but it doesn't have to be a complicated and laborious operation. So the topic of this podcast, Diamond Recycling, Your Guide to Repurposing Loose Diamonds, is a sensible business practice that really works to help retailers realize fair market value for otherwise undervalued assets. If you do recycle your diamonds, you should expect to accomplish some very worthwhile results, such as 1. Generating new working capital by recycling, repurposing dead inventories and the invisible assets that I mentioned. You'll be converting the gold in your jewelry to cash and reusing your diamonds instead of buying new ones. In practice, this means you can reduce your capital investment in inventories and thereby reduce your trade and bank borrowing. 2. In the same way, you can improve cash flow. If you've got diamonds and can use them, you won't need to buy them, thereby reducing your cash outflows. 3. Source low-cost, high-margin, fast-selling merchandise. You're doing this in your business anyway, but by using your own, perhaps undervalued diamonds, you may be able to build a product at a lower cost and either make more margin or sell more competitively priced. 4. Clean up your balance sheet. A strong balance sheet is always essential to a healthy business, especially during uncertain market conditions. 5. Lastly and most importantly, the sort of high-level goal is to add value to your business through productive asset management and more profitable sales. So let's dig in on how this process can work for you. First of all, many retailers have the skills, know-how, and facility to sort and recycle their loose diamonds into new merchandise, but they may not have the time available to get it done. Doing it all yourself takes time. Your time has value, and you have to decide how best to deploy it. You're already doing so many things working in your business. Whenever you can find time to work on your business, which only you can do, take advantage of it. My advice has always been, if you can buy something better, faster, cheaper than making it, then go ahead and buy it, be done, and move on to the next project. So for the purposes of this podcast, I'll discuss outsourcing diamond recycling, and with that information in hand, you can decide on the best path for your business. This guide to recycling diamonds is basically an 8-step process. Here we go. Number 1. Consolidate your loose diamond inventories. No need to sort them if you have a manufacturing company that will provide the service. Number 2. If you do intend to use this as an opportunity to recycle diamonds from dead jewelry inventory, then plan to remove the diamonds using a refiner, for example, to separate them from the gold. This process usually takes at least a couple of weeks, so plan accordingly. Number 3. Determine what to buy versus make and keep your recycling project moving forward. This comes up all the time, where a merchant wants to use their loose to put together a piece of jewelry or keep spare diamonds around just in case. If you don't have all the right diamonds for the piece you want to make, just send your parcel to the manufacturing company. They'll figure it out and supplement whatever's necessary to make the piece. As far as keeping some loose handy, that's fine. But keep in mind your parcel will have some residual loose after your manufacturer finishes working with it, and there will probably always be more loose diamonds flowing into your business. The point is to try not to let the buy versus make decision hold up your project. Time is money, and I always have to remind myself that sometimes a good plan today is better than a great plan tomorrow. Number 4, identify a manufacturing resource to work with, the range of services they can offer, and pricing. For example, as a manufacturing supplier, we sort loose diamond parcels by shape and size, generate an inventory list, work with our customers to merchandise new products that will accommodate the sorted stones, pick and match the diamonds for setting, supplementing stones when necessary, and make the jewelry. Number 5. After pulling together your parcel of mixed loose diamonds, separating out anything you think you can use in-house, you're ready to send it off to your manufacturing partner. Now, just record your loose diamond parcel weight, estimate a value for insurance purposes, and send the parcel to your manufacturer. Make sure to confirm their receipt of your package. Number 6. Give your manufacturer a couple of weeks to sort your loose diamond parcel by shape and size and generate an inventory list to share with you. Number 7. This is important. Schedule time to discuss product remount category options to optimally use your diamonds. Give some thought in advance to your preference of product categories. I suggest you focus on basic, fast-turning products that accommodate larger diamond quantities such as diamond bracelets, pendants, and diamond bands. This way, you'll use your loose diamonds faster and keep your investment in jewelry remounts to a minimum. Number 8, lastly, determine with your supplier a production schedule that works for everyone. Folks, that's pretty much the process. Now, you'll have a few decisions to make along the way in order to keep your project moving forward. First, buy versus make. As we already discussed, figure out what diamonds you may want to use yourself, then pack up and send the rest out. Second, what jewelry to produce? I suggest, as I said, you try and keep it simple, focusing on bestsellers that use somewhat consistent diamond sizes. In order to maximize your gross margin return on investment, produce what you know you will sell. Third, identify manufacturing resource. This is a specialized service. I suggest that you speak with reputable companies that can do the job. The Plum Club membership ought to be a good place to start. Fourth, as far as your project lead time is concerned, it's probably best to be flexible. Responsive decision-making on your part will help keep the project schedule on track. Fifth, keep in mind, you may not be able to use all your loose diamonds. On the one hand, there will probably be some residual. On the other hand, you may not have all the sizes or quantities you need to complete your order. Your manufacturer may be able to supplement your loose diamonds with their own in order to complete your product selections. Discuss this option as you move through the process with them. Now I'd like to take just a couple of minutes to share some retailer frequently asked questions that come up during their projects. First question, how long does the process take? Answer, it will usually depend on a factory production load and the nature of your particular parcel. Allow a couple of weeks for diamond sorting, and either way, confirm once your parcel is received and initially reviewed by the manufacturer. Once sorting is complete, schedule time to merchandise jewelry selection options with your manufacturer. If you present them with some product selection criteria, they should be able to guide you on product availability that matches your sorted loose diamonds and merchandise preferences. Ultimately, your project lead time will depend a lot on your decision making. Once product selections are made, allow for normal production lead times to complete your order. Next question. What are reasonable prices to pay for somebody to sort and set my diamonds? Answer. As with all things, prices may vary. Sorting and remounting your loose diamonds is a specialized service, so you should expect to pay some kind of fee for the service above and beyond the ordinary cost of producing the jewelry. As an example, our factory charges a fixed fee per carat for diamonds that we use when making your jewelry mounting order, but we don't charge anything for sorted diamonds that we don't use in your production. Next question. Will the manufacturing company take responsibility for my diamonds? Answer. While your supplier may take responsibility for loss or theft, don't expect them to be responsible for diamond breakage that might occur in production. Next question. My loose diamonds have been accumulating for a long time, and I don't really know if lab stones are mixed in. What can I do to sort that out? Answer. If you want your loose diamonds tested for lab grown, then either arrange this service with your manufacturer or send your parcel to a testing lab first, such as GSI in New York City. They have machines that will test loose diamond parcels for a fee. Then you can request the testing lab to ship your tested parcel directly to the manufacturer, who should keep the rejected stones separated while sorting and listing your goods for remounting. Last question. I import much of my diamond jewelry purchases, or I work with wholesalers who import. Do you think these companies would be interested in recycling my loose diamonds? Answer. You can ask. Just be aware that it can be difficult to ship loose diamonds into certain overseas jewelry production centers. And also keep in mind that remounting your loose diamonds overseas may incur duty when importing the finished diamond jewelry product back into the U.S. So, to sum up, here are a few points that I hope you can take away from this discussion. First, you may have invisible assets in the form of loose diamonds that you can easily recycle into profitable, productive, fast-selling inventories. Second, this process gives you another option for dealing with dead jewelry inventory. Third, partnering with the right manufacturing company, you can outsource most of the work to move your project along quickly. And lastly, successfully recycling your loose diamonds the way we discussed it today is sound asset management, will help you clean up your balance sheet, and will add value to your business. That concludes this podcast segment. Thanks very much for tuning in, and I hope you've heard some useful information that you can put to work to positively impact your business. You're welcome to contact me at IB Goodman with any additional questions as they arise. Good luck this season, and stay safe.